Hey, Patrick.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
There we go. Now we can hear you. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah? You sound a little sick there, peckish.
Yeah, got a little summer cold.
Oh, summer cold. That's, I guess that's what climate change gives you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Summer cold. Got 'em. Got 'em, everybody. But anyway, you can start whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain what I cooked here. So, today we're eating, couple things. Made pretty much just a pretty simple Italian meal here. Northern Italian. Not those dirty fucking Southern Italians.
Ugh,
right. God. Go to hell, all of you. So what we got here is starting off with some gnocchi. Northern Italian potato dumplings.
Love them.
Yep, just in some garlic tomato sauce. And then we got some broccolini here. Broccolini's got to be one of my favorite vegetables.
Yeah.
It's like eating little trees. It's fucking rocks. That's just sautéed in some olive oil, salt on top. Very, very simple preparation there. And then we got some balsamic glazed white mushrooms here.
Mm.
And that'll do it. Yeah. Let's dig on in.
Love them mushrooms at Popeyes.
Love them mushrooms at Popeyes. Excuse me, sir, you're freaking out in the drive-thru. Did you take those psilocybin mushrooms in the drive-thru at Popeyes? Why, yes, I did, and I'm freaking out real bad at Popeyes. But could I still get a three-piece of the spicy tenders at Popeyes?
It's a good song.
Thank you. I work for Popeyes now. Not doing commercials or anything.
They're the new sponsor of the podcast.
No, I just hang out in the bathroom and wash everybody's dicks.
They don't pay for that. That's something you volunteer to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, volunteer work still work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say, be the change you want to see in the Popeye's bathroom.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, got a little bit of cheese still on that.
Oh, yeah.
How about I wash it off? Oh, with a rag? Nope.
With my tone. Damn, you looks like you got a spicy tender hanging down there too, huh? That looks like a spicy three-piece indeed.
Put a little salt on it.
I gotta put some honey butter on that biscuit.
I do hear the biscuits at Popeyes are supposed to be very good.
They are very good. The thing is, they're insanely dry.
Mm.
Like, somehow very buttery, but very dry at the same time.
Mm.
So, they're great to, like, what I love to do is maybe rip off a little hunk of that spicy chicken, stick it on the inside of the biscuit,
mm-hmm.
maybe put some coleslaw on top of that. You got yourself a sandwich, baby.
Got yourself a stew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's plenty of meat left on that bone.
Mm-hmm.
You take that home, throw it in a pot, some broth, a potato, you got a stew going, baby.
Got a stew going.
I fucking love that line. What's your beverage?
Water.
Cool.
I gotta replenish all my fluids that I lost at work.
That's fair. I got my brown water, which I was, for 3 days, actually, I drank nothing but water, which is, if you know me, that's a feat of strength of sorts for me.
It's poison.
Yeah, water is, you know, that's what fucking fishes swim in, that's what birds shit in.
That's what dinosaurs peed in.
Fuck yeah, fucking, like, where do you think the sea dinosaurs went? You know, they just disperse into the water. You want to drink a fucking dinosaur? Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. You're drinking a fish's home.
Right?
Like, you just wouldn't walk in someone's house and start licking the floor, would you?
Right. Fucking, like, no matter how many Brita filters you get, it will not filter out the rudeness of drinking a fish's home.
Mm-hmm.
Unacceptable.
I know. I fought... I was like, I mean, unfortunately, I was, like, taken in by the water lobby.
Uh-huh. You mean Nestle?
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yesly is the correct response.
Now, you know, I became cucked. I'm like, oh, yeah, you need water to live.
Yeah. I love how they have that fucking brand called Life Water. Like, you need water to live. Fucking silly-ass bullshit. I'll tell you what.
Like, our wonderful sodas and energy drinks have all the fluids we need.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they got fucking energy. You think water's gonna give that to you? Fuck no. Water makes me tired.
It does.
Water is what you make your bottom fuck. Or, sorry, it's what you make your bottom drink after you fuck them. You know? You're like...
As part of the domination.
Yeah, yeah. Drink some water and go pee, you fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you're gonna get a goddamn UTI.
Idiot.
Dumbass. Fucking Philistine. Get out of my bed.
And drink the devil's fluid.
Yep. And then take a devil's pee. How do you think the devil pees? Sitting down or standing up?
I think a secret third way.
Ooh. Sitting down frontward? Front facing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to figure out a new kind of sitting down for peeing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe leg up.
Yeah. It's like, I got big thighs and a real tiny dick, so like it just doesn't pass the thighs and I end up pissing all over my lap.
Mm.
So.
Should you go to the urinal, just like throw your leg up on top of it?
Oh, that's a good idea. It'd be a good idea to get, like, a stand of some sort or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like Stephen King's The Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Pee on that.
Or sort of do a Riker maneuver.
Ooh, that's a good point.
But pee.
You know, I bet Riker mounts the toilet like that, too, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet it feels refreshing. Or, like, you know, relaxing.
I bet so, yeah. God damn, son, you fucking wolfed that.
Yeah.
I need energy to combat the sickness.
I was hungry. Yeah, I was hungrier than I thought.
Plus, I'm actually drinking real fluids here. You're drinking water, so you're not getting your energy from that.
True.
Whereas I'm drinking this fucking sour watermelon warhead in a can, which is incredibly healthy for you.
Mm-hmm. Here I am as a fool drinking water that has absolutely nothing in it. Mm-hmm. No calories, no caffeine.
I mean, this doesn't have calories, but it does have, you know, like a... watermelon warhead in a can. Mm. Would you like any more? Are you still hungry?
Oh, I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, actually, when it has zero calories, it technically is water. So that's water.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare say that about my Pepsi Zero. It is most certainly not water, my friend. If that shit was water, then I'm not the first person to do the 26-mile Crow Creek Pass drinking nothing but Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke. It's, and that's like my greatest achievement in life. So if you want to take that away from me, the door's right there.
You respect the troops in our home.
Yeah, right.
You're as brave as the troops now.
Oh, I'm so much braver. Fuck him.
Now my brother wants me to do a 40-mile ruck in Tennessee next year.
What the fuck is a ruck?
It's kind of like it's, I don't know, Michael's, like, into, like, all the masculinity grifter type stuff.
Oh, okay.
It was like, I gotta get up.
Okay.
Tissue towel. Oop. Pardon? Sorry.
So, what other stuff is Michael into that's, like, way too ultra-masculine?
Says stretching the grift.
Stretching, wait, I'm sorry, stretching is the grift?
He says stretching isn't real.
Oh, he said stretching isn't real.
Yeah, he says stretching actually provides no physical... benefit.
That is a complete misunderstanding of how amino acids work in the body, especially in relation to tendons and nerve endings.
Yeah, he says, actually, Olympic lifters don't stretch at all.
That's perhaps the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes. And, which is interesting, but... But yeah, he wants to do a 40-mile ruck, which is kind of like almost a military hike or something in the woods.
Hmm.
Like, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Is it how many days? Because you can't do 40 miles in a day.
No, it'll probably take at least two.
Yeah, that's probably a 2-3-4 day journey, mm-hmm. which is like, no thank you.
But also I feel it'll probably be very annoying.
Yeah, I'm fine. You can tell me, like, we're going on a day hike anywhere for any amount of time. Fuck, I just did the 14-hour goddamn hike, and yeah. I was like, fine, whatever. Uh-huh. It was miserable, but I did it. But, like, if you're like, we're going to travel a mile and a half, but we're going to spend the night in the middle, I say fuck you. I'm not spending the night in the fucking woods, all right? And, like, that's what the cavemen did, and we are far, far beyond that. Like, I'm only going to be sleeping in a tent if I fall on the hardest times, okay? Mm-hmm. Like...
Oh, yeah. I mean... And most other times, I would think it was fun, but since it's my brother organizing the event, and he's really into the masculinity grifters, I think it's just going to be, like, annoying.
Right, and he's, like, going to wake you up at 6 a.m. and he's like, hey, it's time to sun your balls and breathe through them. And you'll be like... Let me go to sleep, you fucking idiot.
It'd be, do a lot of dumb stuff like running through the woods.
Yeah, I feel like there's a thing too where vegan food is like really good trail stable vegan food is a lot harder to come by, especially stuff you can actually cook up.
Yeah.
And that would be annoying as fuck.
Yeah, there's good ways to prep ahead of time. Like you get a dehydrator and then like
make, oh that's a good point
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah dehydrate a lot of tofu and veggies and noodles and then just like put them in little containers and then like just rehydrate them.
Yeah, what I do is I just bring like a half gallon of peanut butter and that's it.
That's basically what I did on the Appalachian Trail.
That's smart. That's like peanut butter is like the most calorie and protein dense food stuff you can possibly fathom.
Yeah, I had that dehydrated peanut butter.
Oh, nice. Did you just, like, snort it? Do lines?
Oh, yeah. I ate different veins.
Do a little snort. Just give me a snort, mama.
But, yeah, it was fun. Like, there was a couple days. There was one day where I ended up getting some mac and cheese from someone because I was vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good because I found a guy's camera out in the woods.
Oh, wow.
And,
anything on it?
No, we just looked at it and saw a picture of him and then, like, walked to the next camp, walked to the next camping area, and we found him there and gave it back. And he was so grateful; he gave us me and my friend some dehydrated meals that were really tasty.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should have given him some dehydrated cum.
I ate the last of it.
As you do. It's so yummy. You're like, God, I got all this peanut butter, but only this little bit of cum. I should probably eat the cum first.
Aw, now I'm not going to have a peanut butter and cum sandwich.
Mom.
But yeah, that was fun, but yeah, 40-mile ruck sounds like it'd probably be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be fun otherwise, but...
Would it be like an Appalachian adventure? Or?
No, it's going to be in Tennessee, he said.
But there's no Appalachians in Tennessee?
I don't think so. I think it goes Georgia, North Carolina.
I guess Tennessee's a good bit to the west there, yeah. Isn't it? No. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, Appalachian Trail's fucking huge. Mm-hmm. It's something I kind of like to do someday.
Yeah,
so
it's fun.
So I watch a lot of videos online about people who die hiking.
Mm-hmm.
Very fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's people, yeah, who get lost. I mean, we had a coworker that got lost in the woods, remember?
Oh, yeah. And it was like... It was pretty soon after I hooked up with them, and everyone was, like, wondering, what did you do, Britt?
What did you do, Britt?
I'm like, I just hoped and prayed, all right?
What did you do? Where were you on this night? I had nothing to do with it. Yeah. They were found safe and sound, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But
they were lost for, like, 3 days. Everyone thought they were dead.
I did.
Yeah, me too.
I was just like, oh, yeah, they dead, because...
Yeah, after day two, I'm like... Well, nice knowing you.
Yeah, because they weren't the most outdoorsy type.
No, they were something else.
Yeah.
I can't believe I hooked up with them. I mean, like, there was just, like, the thing is, like, there was just, like, palpable sexual tension between us at work, and then we stopped working together, and I'm like, hey, maybe I should hit that. And then I did, and I'm like...
I regret this instantly.
Like, yeah, straight up, like... like 10 seconds in I'm like, oh, this is a no-go. Like, under my basic rule set for myself, this is a no-go.
You betrayed your own commandment.
Yeah, I betrayed like maybe the greatest commandment of don't stick your dick where you wouldn't stick your tongue. Yeah. No.
Yeah, don't stick your dick in crazy is also very good.
That's also a very good one. And this person was definitely not mentally stable.
No. gotta know when to hold them. Gotta know when to fold them.
Mm-hmm. Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wait, were they the one that got fired for calling Tammy a cunt?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I was part of that. I didn't like snitch on them or anything, mm-hmm. but like, I kind of did snitch on them. Yeah, I mean, they like straight up asked me some questions, and I wasn't gonna lie because they said some fucking profane shit in front of a bunch of customers, and the customers reported it. So I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, then they called our store leader a cunt in front of a bunch of people, mm-hmm. including me.
That rocks.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken... No, that's right. That's what happened. So, like, my report, because they asked me to write a report, and they're like, oh, this is completely anonymous. Like, the only people who will ever see it is, like, your boss's boss. And then Chris Bibb, one of our bosses at the time... accidentally showed my report to the person it was about.
Oh no.
And that was fucked. But from that moment on, I just kind of held it over his head and he always owed me one. So yeah, that was nice.
But meanwhile, your name is on a people to kill list.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, that's not the first one, though.
Not the first.
I mean,
and it won't be the last.
Oh, definitely fucking not. Like, there's I mean, I could probably make a list of the hit lists that I'm on.
Yeah.
Greatest hits hit list.
That's why when you leave the house, you always have to stay strapped. And.
Oh, no, I'm not afraid of dying. I want to die. This is why I'm doing it. This is why I'm burning all my bridges. It's because I'm like, I'm too much of a coward to commit suicide. But like,
if you get taken out by one of the many people who have you on your to kill lists.
Uh huh. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And then I got a fucking legacy. It's sick. Like, no one who's trying to kill you for like some perceived slight, like what I do, mm-hmm. is you know, no one's gonna like torture you or anything.
No, no.
They're just gonna fucking dome you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Honestly, perfect.
Yeah, you'll just wake up in heaven.
Yep, I'll wake up and I'll be like, shit, I gotta do... Oh, I don't have to do a podcast and then, on Thursday. Fuck yeah!
And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg and T'Challa will be there. Mm. They'll give you the Ruth Conda pose.
Oh, hell yeah.
You do it back and you're like, they're like, welcome to heaven, Brit.
They put a dashiki on me and give me a kente cloth and they're like, welcome, my brother.
To Wakanda. That is the real name of heaven.
Yeah, it is. I like how Nancy Pelosi's there, even though she's still alive.
Oh, she died long ago, but she just like has a whole bunch of rats that are like operating her body, just, like, moving around.
Just corporate-funded rats.
Yeah.
Just rat theons.
or just like a little like a animatronic skeleton made of Kinex. the son of some oil executive, like the son of some oil executive, made for them, and then like, hey, can you make me a Kinex skeleton? Like, yeah, Dad. And then they just have her just like going there, just like doing their will.
Just some crude, wrinkled. The Rube Goldberg machine that runs on Jenny's ice cream and fucking corporate profits.
Yeah, what's that? What's that one? Dead Silence, the one with the puppet. Did you ever watch that movie?
Yeah,
Has like a scene where it's pretty obvious. Like, it's all about haunted puppets or haunted marionettes or whatever, and
cool.
or dummies, and there's a part in the beginning where it's obvious like a man's being used as a dummy, and so there's a whole reveal at the end when because there's a woman behind him, and it turns out like she's actually the whole back of his skull is caved in.
Cool.
And she has like just like the dummy operator thing, and she's like operating him, and using him as a dummy.
Nice.
Yeah, someone's doing that with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Haunted dummy is what people refer to me as. That's why I'm goth.
Oh, yeah. Haunted dummy thick.
Hell yeah.
That can be, like, on your dating profiles.
No, I'm not dummy thick at all. No. I'm dummy, but not thick. Yeah. I'm truly, truly an ignorant mind here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting, like, embracing being dumb in your later age. Because, like, I used to, like, identify so much by being, like, smart. And I was like, I'm an autodidact. I read so many books. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. One might call me highly intelligent. Mm-hmm. I have a fairly astronomical IQ score that no one will believe if I tell them. Mm. So I never tell anybody, because only douchebags do that. But I'm truly a dumb person, and I'm so happy with that. Like, oh, yeah. I gave up on being the smartest person in the room. And once you give up on that, within like 6 months, you become the dumbest person in the room. And it is freeing, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I've got a hamster wheel in my brain.
Hell yeah. I've literally got like a dog doing somersaults in my head. That's going, all it
yip,
is.
Yip, 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 yip,
yeah,
yip.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wearing a little dunce cap, and I think it's adorable. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite thing. So if you ever catch me just like vacantly looking out into the middle distance and chuckling to myself, I'm watching the dog people.
You're watching the ballet that was in Homer's mind, just got, like the bear riding in the tiny
yes.
car.
Yes, got a. I got a little bit of that dog in him.
Got that dog in him.
Got that dog. Got that dog in the brain. No, but I often refer to things and people as dog brained, mm-hmm. and you should know that I mean that is an insult, definitely, but it's also something I use as a self identifier, mm-hmm. because I am truly like. I don't know. I've just given up on the ruthless acquisition of knowledge. Mm. Like, I feel like there's a certain, like, weird, like, almost, like, Protestantism and kind of, like, a work ethic that goes into being smart that eventually, like, burns you the fuck out.
Yeah, I would say that Protestantism is with, in, like, all of America, just, like, this feeling of constantly needing to be working and make value through work, and make your value through work and everything else.
And it's fucking absolutely batty to me, because, like, we are living, like, on a societally based, like, Millerian Protestantism, where we do truthfully, I think, believe that end days are somehow coming, yeah. You know? And that, like, we have to work to appease the Lord up until the point that we expire.
That's why I feel like, yeah, you want the end days to come, because that means you can stop working.
100%.
Because yeah. it's like, oh, the only thing that will free me from this cycle is that I stop existing.
Right.
And if the world as I know it stops existing, I can take a moment of rest and repent for myself.
Whereas fucking in Catholic countries, they're still doing the same shit. Like, oh, it's hot out. You can leave work for the day.
Yeah.
It's like, wait. Why don't we get that anywhere else? Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with us as, like, a society? Like, it's not like Catholic
like 90
countries.
Degrees in my 90-something degrees in my job today. I'm like,
yeah, right.
I feel myself cooking.
Yeah, and your boss is gonna come down and he's like, "What's the hold up?"
I got Otter Pops.
Oh, nice.
Rock and roll. Nice.
What's your favorite flavor of Otter Pop?
This Otter Pop will make me stop suffering for a while.
Yeah. Have you ever stuck a cold Otter Pop up your asshole?
Oh, you know what I did, though, is I did try to.
You didn't answer my question.
I have not.
Oh, well.
But I did.
First time for everything.
I did take them, and he gave me a whole pack. Gave me a ton of them.
Yeah, yeah, like a whole.
And
like
I was like, this many. He's like, yeah, just take them because it's hot. And I took them and I put them under my weld jacket.
That's smart. Yeah.
And it was like, because I was like, no way am I gonna eat all these. Like, right. I got.
They're gonna cool my titties.
Yeah, I was just like, I got one more unit to weld and I can take my jacket off. Like, I'm not going to like sit here and eat this. I can just finish real quick. So I was like, you know what? And I put them underneath my jacket, and it was refreshing.
That's wise. Yeah. That's wise. They actually make sugar-free Otter Pops now, which I was never a big fan of Otter Pops, but if they're like zero calorie, maybe I'm on board.
Yeah, I got some weird fake-ass ones from Costco. Like, they're good. But mm-hmm. yeah, they have like weird little fancy flavors, but
oh, like what?
Just like, you know, strawberry whatever and
oh, like strawberry guava and yeah. like coconut mint or something.
It just tastes like strawberry to me. And I'm just like, "Eh, that's fine." And they're not as brightly colored, so it's just like it's just like kind of like a pale color.
So they're less multicultural is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're
Still good. Like I eat them every once in a while, especially when it gets hot.
Hell yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. Well, I don't think I can join the Clean Plate Club today because I'm full as fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for joining us for a mukbang adventure, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Indeed. Bye.
Bye.